All right, we are recording. My name is Nick Getke. I'm here with Stephanie Roberto. It is Thursday, October 1st at 8:45 p.m. We're located at Stephanie's house. We're on the west side of Cincinnati. First off, I want to briefly review the informed consent and the deed of gift document you signed. We've already done that and you've signed it. This interview is for the COVID-19 Oral History Project, which is associated with the Journal of the Plague Year, COVID-19 Archive. The COVID-19 Oral History Project is a rapid response oral history focused on archiving the lived experience of the COVID-19 epidemic. We've designed this project so that professional researchers and the broader public can create and upload their oral history to our open access and open source database. This study will help us collect narratives, understanding about COVID-19, as well as help us better understand the impacts of the pandemic over time. The recordings, demographic information, and verbatim transcripts will be deposited in the Journal of a Plague Year, a COVID-19 archive, and the Indiana University Library System for the use of researchers and the general public. Do you have any questions so far about the project that I can answer?
No.
Taking part in this study is voluntarily. You may choose not to take part, or you may leave the study at any time. Leaving the study will not result in any penalty or loss of benefits to which you are entitled. Your decision whether or not to participate in this study will not affect your current or future relations with Indiana University, IUPUI, or the IUPUI Arts and Humanities Institute, or the University of Cincinnati, through which you're running this project. Participating in this project means that your interview will be recorded, which we're doing right now, in digital format. The recordings and possible transcripts of the interviews or copies of any supplementary documents or additional photos that you wish to share in the informed consent and deed of gift may be deposited into the Journal of the Plague Year, a COVID-19 archive, and the Indiana University Library System, and will be made available to both researchers and the general public. Your name and other means of identification will not be confidential. Do you have any questions so far?
No.
In addition to your signed document, would you please offer a verbal confirmation that you understand and agree to these terms?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm also asking that you verbally confirm you have agreed that your interview will be made available under the following license. The first one is the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International. The second is the COVID-19 Oral History Project, the Journal of the Plague Year, a COVID-19 archive, and the trustees of Indiana University, acting through its agents, employees, or representatives, has an unlimited right to reproduce, use, exhibit, display, perform, broadcast, create, work from, and distribute the oral history materials in any manner or media now existing hereafter developed in perpetual throughout the world. I agree that the oral history materials may be used by the voices from the waterways and IU, including its assigns and transferees, for any purpose, including but not limited to marketing, advertising, publicity, or other promotional purposes. I agree that IU will have final editorial authority over the use of the oral history materials, and I waive any right to inspect or approve of any future use of this oral history material. Moreover, I agree that the public has the right to use the material under the terms of the Fair Use U.S. Copyright Law Section 107 of the U.S. Copyright Act. Finally, I want to ask you for a verbal confirmation that you agreed that your interview will be made available to the public immediately. Do you understand all that?
Yes.
Okay. So now we're going to get into the questions. Again, it is about 8:50 p.m. on October the 1st. If you could, state your name and the primary things you do on a daily basis.
Stephanie Roberto. And I work in a child care center.
In a child care center?
Yes.
Okay. You work full time there?
Yes.
Okay. In what area do you live?
I live in the suburbs of Cincinnati.
Okay. What's it like to live there?
Good. Nice.
Okay. When you first learned about COVID-19 earlier this year, what were your thoughts about it?
At first, it was a little scary.
Okay. How have your thoughts changed since then?
A lot. It's not as scary as it was.
You're no longer concerned about it?
Not as much as I was.
Okay. What issues have most concerned you about the pandemic?
Kids not being in school and businesses closing.
Okay. Do you have kids?
Yes.
Okay. How many kids do you have?
Two.
You have two kids? Were both of their schools closed?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Next is a couple questions about employment. First off, has COVID-19 affected your job?
Yes.
Which ways?
I was off work for 2.5 months. And when we went back to work, there was a lot of regulations put in place, like masks and limiting the number of children and people in the building.
Okay. What concerns do you have about the effects of COVID-19 on your employment or the economy more broadly?
That a lot more small businesses or privately owned businesses will go out of business and leave people without an income.
Okay. With that in mind, has the COVID-19 pandemic affected the employment of people you know? Of other people that, I guess, you don't work with?
Yes.
In which ways?
People have been out of a job or not as busy or making as much of an income because of certain regulations that have been put in place.
Okay. How about your family? How has COVID-19 affected the day-to-day activities in your household?
Not too much besides remembering to take a mask with us everywhere we go.
That's the biggest thing?
Yes.
Okay. So you're saying COVID hasn't really affected much, so you're not having difficulties in the day-to-day managing, dealing with the pandemic?
No.
Has the COVID-19 outbreak affected how you associate or communicate with family and friends?
Yes.
Can you explain that?
In the beginning, we tried to stay away from family, especially elderly grandparents who have underlying health conditions, so we weren't putting them at risk. Since we still had people in our family that were going places outside of home, like to the grocery, to work,
okay,
things like that.
So basically just keeping the elderly in your family protected.
Yes.
Okay. What has been the biggest challenge you have faced during the COVID-19 outbreak?
Remote learning with my children.
Remote learning with your children?
And being off work for 2.5 months.
Okay. Are your children currently remote learning?
No, not right this minute.
But when the outbreak occurred, they were?
Yes.
Okay. What have you and your family were you and your friends done for recreation during COVID?
Spent a lot of time outdoors, going for hikes, riding bikes, taking walks. A lot of arts and crafts and family board games and things like that.
Okay. Spending a lot more time with just your immediate family?
Yes.
Okay. How about in your community? How has the COVID-19 outbreak affected your community, such as, obviously you've already said school being closed, but anything else like clubs or churches?
So our church shut down, was not having in-person services. A lot of local, just in small business, independently owned places have gone out of business. And you just have to wear a mask everywhere you go.
Okay. So that's kind of how it's affected your community.
Yes.
How are the people around you, the people you associate with, how have they responded to the COVID pandemic? Is it different than you?
I think been a lot have responded the same. At first, in the beginning, they were a little more strict with everything, but now have kind of lightened up and don't seem to be as worried as they were when it first started.
Okay. And since the outbreak of the pandemic, have you seen the people around you change their opinion or their day-to-day activities or relationships in response to the pandemic?
Yes.
Okay. And in which ways? Could you kind of elaborate on that?
So, like the last answer, a lot of people were, quarantining, staying home a lot more. But now I think they've are adventuring out more, spending more time with extended family, doing things in public, and kind of loosened up.
Okay. There's been two kind of key terms, self-isolation and flattening the curve, that these terms have kind of emerged during the pandemic. How have you or your friends or your family, how have the people around you, how have they responded to requests to self-isolate or to flatten the curve? Have you and your family, do you feel like you guys have self-isolated much during the pandemic?
I mean, in the beginning we did, but no, I mean, now I feel like we would just self-isolate if we felt like we were showing symptoms or felt like we were sick. Yeah.
Okay. And then the notion of flattening the curve, of the numbers of the pandemic. I know it's hard to say if you've helped to flatten the curve, but has that been a concern of yours at all?
I mean, not a major concern. We wear our mask when we're supposed to, try to social distance when we're, keep our, 6 feet when we're in public, and follow the rules.
Okay. Do you think the COVID-19 pandemic has changed your relationships with your family or friends?
No.
You don't think it's had any positive or negative impact?
No.
Okay. How about, do you know or have you or anybody you know gotten sick during the COVID-19 outbreak?
Yes.
Who was that?
My children and myself.
Both of your children?
Yes.
Okay. What was your response to the illness during the pandemic?
My oldest just stayed home until he was feeling better. My youngest, we did go to the doctor, and the doctor just said it was just a cold. What didn't even want to have her tested, didn't even mention having her tested for COVID. And myself, I just stayed home until I felt better.
Okay. So no one in your immediate family was actually tested for COVID?
No.
Okay. Do you know anyone that has tested positive?
Yes.
Okay. Is it a...
Co-worker.
A co-worker? Okay. On that note, do you think COVID-19 is affecting people's mental and or physical health?
Yes. I feel like people are more depressed, ready for things to go back to normal. I feel like healthy habits have gone down. Less people are exercising less, especially when gyms were closed. And I feel like alcohol consumption is up.
I think people are drinking more.
Yes.
Okay. During the pandemic, what has been your primary source of news? Where do you... do you watch the news at night, or do you get
it? The internet.
You get your news from the internet?
Yes.
Any specific places?
Social media.
On social media? Okay. Have you changed who you get your media from during the pandemic?
No.
No, it remains the same throughout?
Yes.
What do you think are some important issues that the media is not covering?
Any positive medical findings with COVID. They're not telling how many people are tested and test negative, or keeping track of, you know, the people that test positive and don't need to be hospitalized.
Do you feel like the media
is all the negative of COVID?
The media is focusing on the bad part of it and not the positive part.
Okay. Yes.
What about local leaders? Anybody in your community, government officials? How do you feel that they've responded to the outbreak? You mentioned earlier about closing businesses. Is there anything else that you think the government locally has done well or not done well?
No.
Okay. How about on a state level or a federal level? How do you think or how do you feel the government leaders have responded on that level?
I think some of the decisions are affecting us in a negative way, like with closing schools and making restrictions and guidelines so strict that businesses can't stay open or can't afford to stay open.
Okay. The governors are kind of in charge. How do you feel that the governor of your state has been doing?
I think he's being a little too harsh on some of his regulations.
Okay. Looking back through this whole experience, how do you think your experience of the pandemic, has it changed how you think about your family or friends or community? Has it changed that at all?
Yes. Makes me realize how important they are and how much I really need them on a daily basis.
Okay. How does this pandemic compare to any other big event that has happened in your lifetime?
I don't think it does compare.
What do you mean by that?
Any big event in my life has not put this much stress in my life. Have had to have my kids miss school and the stress of remote learning.
Fast forward to a year from now, what do you envision your life being like?
Back to normal, like COVID never happened.
Okay. And so that's kind of what you imagine your life being like in a year?
Yes.
Okay. And knowing what you know now, what do you think individuals, communities, and governments should keep in mind for the future? In case this were another pandemic were to happen again, do you think there's any major changes, or do you think things were handled well?
How important it is for kids to be in school in person, and how important social interaction is for people and their mental health.
As far as the health aspect of it, do you think this was... if another pandemic were to arise, do you think our government has hit the nail on the head? Do you think they were too restrictive or not restrictive enough?
Too restrictive.
You think it was too restrictive this time around?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else you would like to add about your thoughts of the pandemic or this interview?
Nope.
Okay. Stephanie, I appreciate your time, and we will end the interview now.